Lord, as we have read and heard these words of Jesus of being the good shepherd, we pray that we may welcome Jesus into our hearts and into our lives as our shepherd, as one who will guide us and lead us and protect us. Lord, at times we find that difficult because we value our independence so much. But Lord, as we come this day, we seek strength from our time together. We pray that we may have a new word that will help us in our daily living. And we ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. I am the good shepherd, Jesus tells us in today's scripture. And if we are followers of Christ, then we are part of his flock. I've often heard that sheep are among the simplest of livestock. That is to say that they are quite vulnerable without a shepherd. They are vulnerable to their enemies, such as wolves or thieves, that Jesus mentioned in the previous part of this chapter in John. And also they are vulnerable to themselves as they tend to wander from the flock. George Friedrich Handel quoted Isaiah 53 verse 6 when he composed one of the choruses in the oratorio entitled Messiah. These words, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way." Now, I do not profess to be an expert on sheep. In fact, I have very limited knowledge of sheep. But it seems that any sheep that ventures from the watchful eye of the shepherd is bound for trouble. As dependent as they are on the protective shepherd, I seriously doubt that sheep realize their dependence on that shepherd. They probably scarcely notice the shepherd's presence until they feel the tug of the staff when they are pulled from danger. They don't know it's dangerous, but the shepherd is there to protect them and to pull them away. At the other end of the spectrum, we've talked about the simplicity of sheep. And at the other end of the spectrum, human beings are creation's most complex thinkers. We have the capacity to understand and to process amazing quantities of facts and information. We can make complicated decisions. We're not very much like sheep in that regard. Yet Jesus uses the parable of the lost sheep and the metaphor of the good shepherd to teach his followers about the relationship offered and sought by God with God's creation. Jesus recognized an important tendency of humanity. Perhaps we are more like sheep than we realize. The image and the metaphor of the shepherd is a familiar one throughout Scripture. It's utilized so often probably because it would have been easily understood by the original recipients of the stories and the teachings. Perhaps the best known use of the metaphor is what we read responsively in our call to worship today, Psalm 23. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," is one of the best known verses in Scripture, in the Old Testament especially. The image of God as our shepherd through the valley of the shadow of death is an image of comfort that indeed consoles and reassures many throughout life and into death. In this morning's scripture passage from John chapter 10, Jesus uses this metaphor as he attempts to teach his followers and the religious leaders known as the Pharisees about his role in their lives as well as his future with them. In the verses preceding today's passage, Jesus refers to himself as the gate that separates the sheep from danger. It's one of those I am sayings that John uses throughout his book. I am the gate. But in the verses that were read today, in verses 11 through 18, Jesus continues this concept and this metaphor and personalizes it by calling himself the Good Shepherd. So not only is he the gate, but he is also the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd is different from a hired worker because he is willing to lay down his life for the sheep. A person who is hired to watch the sheep is not invested in them like the shepherd and will likely desert them when danger approaches. Jesus suggests that as the Good Shepherd, he will not abandon the flock and will indeed be willing to lay down his life for the flock. So here Jesus is also alluding to the reality of his eventual sacrifice. In verse 16 of today's scripture, Jesus acknowledges that there are more sheep that are not inside the sheep pen. These sheep also need him as shepherd and will be brought in to join the rest of the flock, and all will have the same shepherd, Jesus says. And finally, in the text, Jesus alludes to his own choice in laying down his life. Not only is it his choice to lay down his life, but it is his choice to take it up again. Through our post-resurrection Christian lenses, we live this side of Easter Day. We can clearly see this allusion to Jesus' crucifixion and ultimate resurrection. Jesus indeed could have chosen to forego his death, but chose instead to face death and return from the dead. As we can imagine, the religious leaders standing there that day did not respond well to Jesus' depiction of himself as the Good Shepherd who has come to both lie down and take up his life for his sheep. Although some of those were challenged toward belief, others thought Jesus was crazy, and some even thought he was being blasphemous. There may have been another facet of this metaphor that would have been difficult for Jesus' listeners that day. We are accustomed to the concept of the Lord as shepherd and us as sheep. Jesus' original listeners would have been less accustomed to this idea and would have had firsthand knowledge of the sheep and shepherd relationship. For Jesus to describe himself as the shepherd of sheep-like people was probably difficult for the people to hear. They probably mistook his teaching as egotism. Who does he think he is? That he is over us. He needs to protect us. But we have the advantage of knowing the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say. We can see the gentle wisdom in Jesus' teachings. We know that he did just what he said and chose to lay down and to take up his life for us. As the prophet Isaiah wrote, and as Handel quoted, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way." When we stop and think about it and put ourselves into the scripture passage, there's something a little disheartening about being described as sheep. It's difficult to admit our likeness to animals that so depend on a shepherd for survival. We are much more accustomed to being shepherds in control rather than sheep so in need of leadership. Yet when it comes to our relationship with God, Jesus understands our human tendencies better perhaps than we understand ourselves. When it comes to our faith, we are very much like sheep in need of a shepherd. Like sheep, we have a tendency to follow. Like sheep, we often confuse true leadership with the kind offered by hired hands, that is, shepherds who are not in it for the right reason, or you could say they're in it for the wrong reason. Like sheep, we are endangered by those who prey on our vulnerabilities, like those spiritual wolves that Jesus alluded to. And like sheep, we are perhaps most vulnerable to ourselves and our tendency to wander away from the care of the shepherd and the safety of the flock. We certainly do need a good shepherd like Jesus, who is willing to care and sacrifice for us, accepting that we are indeed like sheep is the hardest part for many people. It is our human nature to want to be in control of our lives. Yet to be a follower of Jesus, we must accept our spiritual likeness to sheep and our need for a good shepherd. As we continue to ponder and to celebrate the great news of the empty tomb and the resurrection of Jesus, may we be ever aware that to fully experience Christ, we must allow Christ to be the shepherd of our lives. Let's join together in prayer, and I'm going to be using words of two different composers this morning for our prayer together. Lord God, all we like sheep have gone astray, each of us turning our own separate way. We have all sinned and fallen short of your glory. But your glory is what we desire to see, and in your presence is where we long to be. O Lord, show us your mercy and grace. Take us to your holy place. Forgive our sins and heal our land. We long to live in your presence once again. Taking our sickness and taking our pain, Jesus the sacrifice, the Lamb, has been slain. He was despised, rejected by men. He took our sin. Draw us near to you, Father, through Jesus your Son. Let us worship before you, cleansed by your blood. Dear Shepherd, we hear and will follow your call. We know the sweet sound of your voice. Restore and defend us, for you are our all, and in you we will ever rejoice. Amen.